on All Around?
We're on All Around.
Let's go.
All Around the Room. It's a Friday, not even a Monday for us today. It's pretty crazy.
It is.
The vibes are different.
I feel like, have this conversation all the time, and we've brought it to the mics before, but we like need a full episode dedicated on love and marriage.
Yeah, and like what we think.
Yes.
At the age that we're at now.
So we had a debate the other day in our kitchen, in our
unplanned.
Unplanned.
Of course. We aren't like, let's set up and debate right now, which we're doing now.
Well,
but
sometimes these just like literally randomly happen because like we go on and on and on and we just can't stop. And
it was like an evening where we had nothing else to do.
And sitting there. We got to talking and I'm like, I don't know why I'm so scared of love. Like, I just like don't want to. Like, we've both been through breakups, but like heartbreak is just one of the worst ever. And I was like, why do I like not picture myself like
being a wife,
being a wife, and being a mom? Like, I don't know. Like, do I want to do that? Yes. But like, I don't dream about it. Like, I don't dream about my wedding day. And Mackie was really honing in on, but you need to believe in love, kinda.
Yeah. I just feel like you haven't been believing in good love in like the past 2 years.
Why?
And
do
I
you
just
think
don't
that
know
is?
Why. And I'm like, I feel like you
people yelling in the hallway.
There are people yelling in the hallway. Are we okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So I don't really know why, but I feel like you're like tuning into a lot of the negative relationships and not looking at the positive ones that like especially people who are very famous too. Like, yeah, the famous guy cheated on her or whatever. Like, and I feel like you're like, all men cheat. And I feel like that's your vibe in the past 2 years. I don't know what you're getting caught up in.
Yeah,
but I try to remind you that like there are good relationships out there.
Yeah, you did say that.
So what do you think? Like, why do you think you have a negative outlook? Like, you haven't had a boyfriend in a long time, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like I've been single for a while. I see like social, like on social, like I guess I just see, TikTok loves to feed me like, I don't know, bad relationship shit. Like, this is the story about how my boyfriend cheated on me. Or this is the story how I caught my husband doing this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do I get fed that on my For You page? I don't know. But like, I feel like that has something to do with it. So I'm surrounded by like, and then I mean, yes, I have plenty of friends that are in good, healthy relationships that are married or not plenty of friends that are married, but I know a few people that are married, that are engaged, and like I'm excited for their future and I think that they have like – I'm really happy.
But I feel like you still at the same time, not even like talking about your friends, like just people in the world that you know, you're like, we'll see if it lasts. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, of course it'll last for me. And you think I'm naive. You think I'm naive.
I do sometimes think you're naive.
Yeah. And I could say that I am. I believe that.
I also think it's a generational thing. Like, I feel like there are more – like, some people in our generation or a lot of people in our generation don't really – like, are with me, I feel like. Like, don't think that – like, I got a lot of – I posted a story today, and it was like, why do – because I was trying to get people to answer the question box. And I was like, why do I feel this way? Like, I asked my mom, and I'm like, Mom, why am I scared of love? Like, my mom and dad had the perfect relationship and like a perfect example of what a marriage should look like. But I'm like, why am I feel that? My sister is this way too, I swear. And my mom was like, I don't know, Kenna. Cut all that negative shit out. Stop going on social media. When you find the one, love is amazing.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think like you will get married and find love.
It scares me though.
I know.
So
it is scary, but like I'm excited for it. Like my dream is to get married. Is
so
yours?
Do you dream about a wedding day? Like, do you have an ideal wedding dress in mind?
No, I don't have an ideal wedding dress in mind or like a venue in mind or like a church or any of that. Like, I don't think of that. But what I do dream of is having a husband and a house and a yard and children and like being the team mom.
Okay. So do you dream about like being pregnant?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not like – this isn't my like Tuesday night dream, but like I'm excited for it. I'm like very excited to like have a baby.
See, yeah. I cannot really – like this is where we are so different because I do not want to be pregnant like at all.
I think it's really cool to be pregnant.
It is so cool. It's absolutely
it's like literally like God created woman to be able to hold another human being.
Oh, yeah. Mackie's like, God put us on this earth to procreate. Like,
yeah,
God
it's the put purpose. Us on this earth.
Yes, and that's right, but like – also, I feel like it's fine if you are an independent single queen in today's day and age.
It is.
Like,
It is okay. Not everybody has to procreate, but like I personally will be very, very upset if I don't end up finding somebody to marry and to have babies with. I'll be sad. But you, on the other hand, said the other night, you will be fine with that.
I just think I would rather be single and happy and know that I can like take care of myself and do my own thing than settle for a relationship. I want a relationship, a husband, yes. But I would rather be single instead of settling for someone that does not
meet all. Why would you settle? I'm not saying to settle. Don't settle.
But say I get 35, 36, 37, 38, and I'm still single. And I'm not going to get married just to get married because everyone else is married.
I mean, I think that at that time, God will put somebody in your life that is not, would not be you settling if it's meant to be. I don't think that anyone should settle just to get married and just to have kids.
Have you both always felt this way? Have you always dreamed of the wedding and the family and all that?
Always.
And have you always been like kind of skeptical?
I think this is new for her.
I think when I had a serious relationship, I was like, I want to marry you. I want to have babies with you. But like, I've been single for 5 years and since then I felt like, I'm not like just going to get married to get married.
But I'm not saying I'm getting married to get married. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on finding my soulmate.
But you'll. Okay.
I know what you're saying. So you're saying like when I'm 35 and I'm not married because all I want in this life is to get married and have a baby that I'll just marry the next person I go on a date with if it works.
Not even that. But I feel like you might find someone and make excuses and like. Not have as high of standards as you used to when you were 25 because
when
of
I get
the
to
age
35.
And the time and the stressfulness of wanting to have a baby.
Yeah, I would say perhaps I might do that.
I would add to that too, as somebody who is 31 going on 32 and has been married for
seven
years this year.
Yeah.
Like as if I was trying to date now, it would be a lot harder to find somebody because they're more, if they're in my age bracket, they're going to be more accustomed to their own way of life. Mm-hmm. And so there are things that you have to compromise mm-hmm. on. There's definitely more things to compromise on than if you find them younger.
That's right.
Would you consider that settling?
Yeah, great. Yes, love that. Would you?
Yes. It depends. I mean, yes. Like if you are if you have a list of things you want in a husband at the age of 25, yes, that list can definitely change, but like that's still you taking away things from what you originally wanted to find a partner.
I would then say, don't you think that your partner in that scenario is also having to do the same thing for you?
Maybe.
Because you're older and you're more set in ways and you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
They have to meet you in the middle more so than they might. Or they might have to compromise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a two-way street, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if I would consider that settling. Settling to me is you're completely just lowering your standards.
Yeah, and you're like, marrying an asshole.
Yeah, and you're just being like, screw it, just to do it type thing. Instead of, no, I have evolved. I've changed mm-hmm. that list like you're talking about. Because I get what you're saying. I would never encourage somebody to settle. That's just a recipe for terrible lifestyle and divorce and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. So like at the age of 25 or 26, what we're at now, maybe what all we want might have to change a little bit if we're 35 and single to be able to have a partner for life. Not huge things like they don't believe in God, but I'll still marry them because I'm 35 and single. Like, of course, the big things will still matter. Somebody with morals and like believing in God and like wanting a family and things like that would still matter, but maybe smaller things, it is what it is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You guys have convinced me of that one.
We convinced her. Alex, thanks for coming in.
Look at you convincing.
I needed some help.
Usually you're the one being convinced, so this is big.
It is big. It's big.
That's true.
Okay.
But this is something I would never be convinced to go to the other side on.
You're locked in on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's locked in on this one.
I'm locked in. I mean, my dream is just to get married.
So as a guy, we don't do that. Like we don't, least most guys, don't dream about wedding day stuff as a kid. Like how has that evolved for you?
Yeah. I would say like I do have like a Pinterest board from fifth or sixth grade of like wedding dresses and whatnot. But as I got older.
Wow.
Or like maybe like seventh grade, like 12 years old. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of like taken that all out of my mind. And like I'm not, like I don't even know what I would want my dress to be at this time. Or anything like the venue or anything. But in the past, I used to like plan it. I just feel like it was like a trend to do, like a Pinterest board.
I've never been that girl.
But
do you have a list of baby names?
No. So I don't have a list of baby names. Like that type of stuff, I want to just come as it comes and like take it all in when it comes. Yeah. Yeah. And like plan the wedding with my husband and the honeymoon. Like I don't have all of that planned out. That's something that I would want to do with my husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know how it's evolved. Ever since I was little, I've wanted to be married how my parents are married.
So, yeah.
But I also wanted to...
Which is why I think you're so interesting, because it sounds like your parents had a fantastic marriage.
They did. Yeah. They were like, I mean, very in love, would still be married today. But...
Her mom texted us the other day about... Let me pull it up. It's so cute.
Oh, about talking about hotter guy. Remember on the pod when we were talking about dating the hottest guy in the room?
Yeah.
And it kind of was like, you probably shouldn't. So her mom texted us, listening to this, dating the hottest guy versus the lower level guy. OMG, girls, I was definitely the hottest and Kevin was definitely the hottest. And it all worked out just great for us. And I said, yes, queen. She said, oh, and I'm still the hottest. I'm just saying. Obsessed.
Go off, dude. Do your thing.
Yeah. Go off, queen.
Yeah, you got it.
So it's possible.
It's possible.
To marry the hottest guy while you're the hottest.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you guys are right. My parents had the best marriage. It was like, it was perfect. Like, I got to experience what a marriage should look like, and they were still very much in love when my dad passed away. But like, so that's why I'm like, why am I like this? And even my sister is like, I don't think I'm meant to like, I can't imagine. Like she just got her first boyfriend.
Like yesterday.
Ever. She's 23, just got her first boyfriend. Congrats to my sister. But yes. Like, she doesn't like dream about marriage either.
Did you feel this way? We don't have to go down this road if it's too much, but did you feel this way before your dad passed?
No.
You think maybe it's just the thought of maybe losing a partner?
Maybe. I've never really thought about it like that, but maybe.
Because that makes total sense to
yeah.
me. Like, that's
but like, I don't even think about when I talk to Mackie about this, I'm not like, oh, like your partner could die. I'm like, oh, they could cheat on you.
Yeah.
Like, that never happened. So.
Which would still be loss, you know? Like, yeah. That's still losing somebody in a different way. Obviously, it's a totally different capacity, but it's still losing somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your dad passed when you were in college. And I think that this has all shifted post-college.
Post-breakup, I guess. Because like, I
think it has to do with her breakup more.
But, like, it's not, like, this is so embarrassing because it's not like I was dating this guy for 5 years. Like, it was just, like, a fast-moving relationship. And
which is a little dangerous.
I thought I was going to marry him. And I was, like, but, like, also so delusional. Like, why do you think you're going to marry someone after 8 months, you know? Like.
That's how long it was? It was 8 months? Did he cheat on you?
No, he just
not broke. Not that I know of.
Right, he just broke up with her out of the blue and texted her.
Dang.
And she never saw him.
We can make that a whole nother episode.
Yeah, she never saw him again.
It was insane. Okay, so let's get into this. So, we posted a question box.
Yeah, we wanted to get the people's takes.
And we're going to like read through them, react, and also like I think we basically answered what our takes on are on all of these, but if we need to go in further, we can. So the first question was, I do/do not want to get married because, and we asked everyone to put their age and gender. Okay. 22, soon to be 23, says, female, says, I do want to get married because my parents, who are married, were my first examples and standard in life. They were the first humans to ever love me and show me love. They've invested in me all my life. I truly am who I am because of them. Even the parts
I nurtured on my own, I wouldn't be here without them.
I want that. A companion, a friend, a confidant, I want to have and raise children with that person, to see our love in physical form, to create our own strong family. Family is everything in life.
Yes. Love that. That's how I feel.
That.
Huh?
Yeah. That is how she feels. And I get
that.
That
was Mackie. Mackie wrote that.
Yeah.
Sadly,
did you answer these?
No, I didn't. Sometimes I add in a little answer to give us a little spice. But sadly, I'm 25 on the way to 26.
Okay. So... I agree with that. I think that family is everything.
We're huge family. Like, don't you want to create like a little family of little people that are just like you, but a little different, and like just love you so much, and you get to do everything for them, and like watch them grow up to be awesome.
But kids that like take all your money and scream mommy, 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 mommy,
all your money.
And annoy the shit out of you and change poopy diapers.
No comment. Next. Okay, I do want to get married because I want to have a family and raise kids with an amazing wife. 27-year-old male. Okay.
Wait, where is that?
Sorry.
She's in the wrong. Wait, I don't know where you are either. We need to follow the same thing.
Okay.
Let's Sorry. Just go off the screen because I don't know.
Okay, we're going off the screen.
Well, sorry, Maggie well, really wanted the phone.
Do you want to cut that and just
no,
go
just
to the
roll.
Next?
Roll okay. with this one.
Okay, wait, what is the age on that? Sorry.
27.
Okay.
Girl.
27 girl. I do want to get married because of the idea of having that unity in your relationship is a beautiful thing. It literally is made in the image of Jesus. On top of that, it's so important to have that commitment of being one. Is that to say being one?
Mm-hmm.
Especially as you begin to start a family and have life goals and expectations. I'd never want to be unmarried. Mm-hmm. I can't. Mm-hmm. It's like cutting off. Okay. I'd never want to be unmarried while raising kids throughout their childhood. And that's something so exciting, thinking about starting your life together and getting married. Okay. First of all, yeah, of course you don't want to get a fucking divorce while you're raising kids throughout your childhood. But shit happens and people get divorced. Like, I don't know that. I'm just like, no, of course you never want that. Does anyone going into a marriage want to get a divorce? No, of course not. You don't want to split up someone's child. Like, you don't want to split the child's with the parents, you know? The child's, the children.
The child's.
Yeah, okay. Shit happens.
Do you want to read this one?
Okay, yeah. 30-year-old female. Been there, got the t-shirt, not in a rush to do it again. Honestly, getting married in my mid-20s was a mistake. It made me who I am, but I definitely do not recommend getting married young / quickly, or if you are not 100% certain, because divorce is fucking rough. Don't even get me started on the name change process. I do see myself getting married in the future, mostly for my partner, but I am not turning every corner hoping he will be on a knee. Okay. Wow. So yeah, that's a unsuccessful marriage of when you see on Instagram those 23-year-olds that got married right out of college and had a baby. Good thing she didn't have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I feel that if you've been through a divorce, yeah, you're not hoping he's proposing every other corner.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I mean.
The name change. Yeah. That's got to be brutal.
Like, you don't go into a marriage thinking that you're going to get divorced, right? Yeah. No one does. But unfortunately, shit happens. And yeah, I mean, you just shouldn't rush into anything. Like, all these people getting married. So happy for everyone that's married if you're listening to this. But moving on. Okay. 25 female. I spent most of my high school and college life thinking I would not get married, more because I always dreamed of a career. Okay. It definitely took meeting the right person to change my mind. Now I want to get married because I spend every second with the, oh God damn it. I can't read
shit. I spend every second with this man and I love him so much. Exclamation point. Obsessed. I am still in no rush, but I want to get married because I can't imagine my life without someone so supportive, loving, and tenderhearted.
I like that.
Love it. Love it. See, she wasn't even planning it. It's kind of like you.
Yeah.
Not obsessed with the idea, but
see, that's
found
the thing about
somebody.
Me. I feel like once I meet my person, if I do, I'm going to be like, yeah, I want to get married.
Yeah, I think that's true. Like, she's like, I don't even want to be without him now. And that's what I think will happen to you.
Okay. Moving on. I want to get married. I'm 23 and my boyfriend... Oh, shit. Sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm literally so bad at this, you guys. What do we do? Okay. So it's the top
one. Am I better at reading than you?
Yeah, but let me go. Female 24. I do want to get married because I've been with my boyfriend for over 3 years. We have a house together, etc. I am just excited about marriage and children and loving someone so much that you want to create children with them.
Yes.
Go from a relationship to a true partnership where it's not you and me, it's us and we. Marriage can grow a relationship even further, and I can't wait to see.
Ooh.
Hmm. I like that.
I mean, I think marriage definitely grows the relationship, but I'm like, if I'm going to get married to somebody, I'm hoping that the relationship is like where it needs to be. Not like marriage will help us get even better.
I would agree with that. 100%.
Scared of that.
I agree with that.
Really?
100%. Yeah, for sure. I think marriage is just the label that you put on a relationship that was already ready for it.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to
work
through
serious?
Some sort of issues.
Oh, yeah.
When we get married. Like,
no, dude, well, you're going to have issues when you get married. The fact that you're like, oh, there's marriages with
I'm
no arguments.
I'm not trying to
like,
work through problems that we have on the front, on the back end of marriage, on the before marriage, come into the marriage.
Wait, like, I think I disagree with you guys. There's no problems before the marriage that shouldn't be resolved. Yes, I agree with you on that part. But getting married can evolve a relationship even more, is what she's saying.
And
it
will.
Grow a relationship even further. You guys said no.
It's not the reason. It shouldn't be a reason to get married to grow a relationship.
Yes, I agree with that. And I also am not saying that marriages stop evolving once, or I'm sorry, relationships stop evolving
right.
once you get married. You, of course, continue to evolve. What I'm saying is, like, the same way if you were having trouble with your boyfriend, I wouldn't be like, y'all should have a kid. That'll bring you closer together.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I would never say, like, you should get married. That'll help you guys out.
Hopefully that helps us.
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
But she's not saying they have problems. This is just another.
Yeah, for she's sure. just yeah. making
we,
the
we're
comment.
We're just spinning off.
We just spun it. Yeah. Okay. It's just a thought I had reading that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think, like, for me, marriage is just, like, it's the commitment. On like the legal commitment to and commitment before God to be like, you and I are in this together, but like you, in my opinion, should have already had those conversations with each other and
yes.
been like, we're both in this together, we have the same mindset, we're on the same page,
yes,
we're going in the
right.
same direction,
yes,
you know,
that's right,
before yeah. you get married. Yeah.
Okay,
I want to get married. I'm 23 and my boyfriend and I have been together for 4 years. We are like two peas in a pod and we know everything about each other. I feel like he helps bring out my more feminine side and my goofy side where I can feel the most comfortable to let myself be me without the fear of judgment.
Cute. Good for you guys.
I love it. That's so goofy and fun. I wish that was me.
Cute and love it at the same time with the
four
fun.
4 years. At what point would you be expecting a ring?
Within the next two.
Within the next two after this or within your next two?
Within the next two after this. So 6 years in your 25, you should be engaged. Hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the relationship. I think that's reasonable, though.
What do you think, Mac?
Yeah, I'm fine with 2 years. But, like,
I think 23 is still
a situation.
Like,
my thing is, like, we always, like, we need more info on
yeah, we need
sometimes
sure.
about
yeah.
their back like, about also, their backstory, but we don't have that. So I would say, yeah, 26 or 25 would be great for her. She's goofy and fun with him.
23 is still too young for me.
That's
no.
young. That's pretty young.
Yeah, that's too young.
Okay. I don't know. I do want to get married, but I also think there's too much pressure surrounding marriage and we'll never understand ultimatums or the need to be married by a certain time. Love this fucking person. I'd rather find the most perfect person later in life than do it wrong or too quickly the first time around, 22 female.
I love it. Truly, I love it. I don't disagree with that. I believe in that.
I'm obsessed with that. I want to know who you are. I think we would get along.
Kind of needs it framed. That's a good one. 22.
We have a male.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, Mac.
Who is this? 25-year-old male. I am engaged to this. Who is this?
I don't know.
I am engaged and it has been by far the best 6 months of my life. Starting a life with my best friend is so much better than I could have ever imagined. Buying a house, working together, making it of our own, supporting each other, and building a life has been the most rewarding experience. I just like do not know who this is.
It doesn't, dude, it's a
for
fan.
Some, I know,
like,
I know.
Let it be.
For some
Why
reason,
do you have to know who it is?
I just feel like I just feel like sometimes
you would know
I
someone
like
that's 25 male engaged.
Sometimes I feel like, I don't know if we need to cut this out. It's people messing with us.
Why would somebody write this in to mess with you? This is such a genuine, like,
literally, what the fuck?
Dude, you're so, why are you so cynical about that, but so hopeful about relationships?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
She literally thinks people are fucking with us.
Yeah.
I just
a great
sometimes
submission.
See people like on the back, on their, in their bed with their buddy, or like on the couch with their buddies. And they're like, dude, let's fuck with Maggie and Kenna and like put this.
This is so genuine.
But this is so sweet.
Buying I mean, a house, really, why would they make that up?
This would be the worst troll of all time. It's like a perfect submission for what you're
no,
looking
No, I
for.
Know. It really is. It's cute. I love to hear this. Making it our own.
She thinks
supporting
it's a
each
joke.
Other.
You're done.
Would you guys want a quick engagement?
What do you mean quick? Like,
I don't know. You tell me. How long would you want your engagement to be, I guess? Is
I'm looking at about a year.
A year.
I think we
How long were you
engaged?
We
were 9 months.
Nine months for you guys?
Mm-hmm. It was fast.
I'm fine with that. Like, after 9 months, you're probably like, let's fucking go. Let's
we were
get the show on the road.
6 years already, so it was like,
yeah.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, damn.
Let's do a couple more of these and then move on to the next question.
Okay. I do because I want to be able to have someone to grow with and just do life with. Imagine being old and alone. That sounds so sad. I also want to have kids and just have a life partner / best friend that I know will always be there. 25 female.
Classic.
Being alone and sad is being alone and old is definitely sad, but I feel like also you could like some people I feel like are meant to be on this earth to be single for the first like literally 40 years of their life and like maybe they aren't meant to have kids and like they meet their soulmate / life partner at like 50.
Yeah, I think that's the case for a lot of people, but not for me.
Such certainty.
I fucking hope not.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, if that happens, like, oof.
Okay.
But I do think there is a difference between being like alone and being lonely. You know, if I'm alone, I'm going to do everything I can to not be lonely. I'm going to get out there and like be with people even though I'm alone.
Yeah, for sure. I love being with people. You know, I'm a social girl. Right. Like, I'm not.
We're not lonely.
Yeah, we're not lonely. Yeah.
Somebody told me that. It's so funny. It was a like 80-year-old man that I used to run with at Orange Theory like every day.
That's cute.
And we would be next to each other and he would just give me these one-liners all the time. His wife passed away or he got divorced. And he'd be like, I'm not lonely. I'm just alone.
Love it.
And I'll never forget.
Got that one.
Nice.
Okay. I do not. I don't trust that it will last. And why even bother with all the legal business? Just date and live together. A piece of paper doesn't have anything to do with the love anyways.
Okay.
Female, 28.
Thoughts?
Probably more your speed, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't trust that it will last. That I feel like you guys are going to be like, that's you. But like, I'm not ever going into a relationship with like a negative mindset thinking that this will last. Like, I have hope that like when I meet my person, like it will be a forever type of situation. But like I said, shit happens. Like you don't always like know what's going to happen. So that's why I'm more like conscious and like careful about like speaking about marriage and like knowing that I will for sure get married and have a family because I'm like, okay, yeah. You just don't know. And that person's
like avoiding disappointment.
Yeah. The legal business shit, like, I don't necessarily – like, I don't really look at marriage as, like, a legal thing. It's more for us, like, a God – like, doing it as, like, a – what's the word? Commitment to God
Covenant.
And each other. Yeah. It's a – what are the seven
sacraments? Matrimony.
Hold the holy matrimony.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholic – what's the Catholic education for you?
I think, like, you're just a little bit more skeptical and, like, worried and, like, aware of, like, what could go wrong.
Yes.
And I'm more like, let's go. Like
– yeah. That's right.
I'm naive.
Okay. Should we move on to the next question?
Yeah.
Okay. How has your definition of an ideal relationship changed as you've gotten older? I've learned that I hate when people say we never fight or disagree because I remember hearing that growing up and I always thought, oh, I'll know who the one is because we'll always be happy and never argue. Not saying we argue all the time, LOL. It's just the ideal relationship is when you see and live with that partner every day and never get tired of them. When I do something really fun or exciting, I think, oh, I wish he was here to experience it too, if that makes sense. But the biggest thing I've learned is that it's okay to disagree sometimes because that means you have open communication and it gives you both the opportunity to learn more about your partner and find growth in your relationship.
Love it.
Crush that.
I love that.
Crushed it.
I think 10 out of 10, like, amazing answer.
Yeah. And like to go back with me and like the arguments. So I was saying that there are relationships out there where there are no arguments. And I then said that are big and like going to lead. There are relationships where there's ones that aren't going to ruin the relationship. I'm saying disagreeing about which grocery store you go to or like how you're going to, if your kid's going to play this sport or this sport.
I just think you don't.
I don't think that, what was I going to say? I think that those still happen and like those are still arguments. Like my parents argued when we were growing up. I'm not saying that there's no arguments.
Yeah. You just don't think there's arguments enough that are detrimental to a divorce or like that are going to lead to a divorce.
I think there are relationships out there where they're, yeah, you know each other so well that like you know what you're marrying and like it's not going to lead to divorce. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I okay?
No, that's good. Have you guys seen the trend on TikTok right now of people being like, hey, married people, can you tell us what you mean when you say married, like being married is hard?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen a bunch of responses, but I've seen the stitch.
I think that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Of like you're choosing to work through things consistently.
Right.
So it's less argument and more like debate like you guys are doing, honestly.
Right.
We're like, just like, let's figure out where we land on this.
Yeah, we'll still be best friends. Agree to disagree. And I feel like that is what I'm saying when there are relationships that aren't like the humongous arguments where it's like the fucking husband is sleeping on the couch three nights a week. Like there are relationships out there where like you go to sleep and you laugh a little bit about the argument you had an hour ago.
I just think you don't understand like actually what like until you're in it, until you're in a marriage or until you have kids, there are arguments that you can like dream of having and be like, oh, it won't be that big of a deal. But like once you're in it, it's like you don't really know. And like it could be a bigger deal than what you think, than what you're hoping that it would be.
True.
I'm sure it can be. I mean, from my experience, I haven't had any arguments where like I end up on the couch. We always work through it.
Work it out.
A lot of that is just my insecurity and I need to work through it before we go to sleep because I can't handle it. So yeah. It's like we have to talk about this.
Same.
But even that, like in that, Maggie knows that I need that to survive and she's going to grant me that grace and be like, yeah, let's talk it out and figure it out before we go to bed.
I also just think a big thing for me that I'm just now realizing is that like the fear of your partner falling out of love.
Mm. Oh, no.
Because that is something that you can't like, oh, like you can, sure, you have arguments about shit, but like, once someone is out of love, there's really no like bringing them back to that.
The eternal ick.
I mean,
the forever ick.
Yeah, the forever ick.
Yeah, that's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare. And it happens. Mm-hmm. People fall out of love.
Yeah.
And then what? After you've made a commitment to be together forever.
You just take life when it comes. Boom, boom.
Do you stay in the marriage?
No.
So do you think the only time you would ever probably get divorced?
Dude, I don't know when I'll get divorced. I mean, anything can happen. Okay. Anything can happen.
Husband cheats. Sure, I'll forgive you. We'll work this out.
Probably not.
Maybe. You never know. There are a lot of people that cheat and work it out. Cheats works it out. Sure.
I just don't think I would be working
it out. Argument works it out. Financial argument works it out.
Sure.
Falling out of love, like, I don't love you anymore. Do you, like...
You get divorced, I think. It depends where you are in life, I think, actually.
The decision maker for me is, do we have kids yet?
Yeah, like,
if we
are
have
there
kids, I'm sticking around. If we don't have kids, then maybe we call it a day.
What if she doesn't want to stick around?
Then that's where custody battles happen.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, yes, kind of. That's also scary things to think about. Like, there are people whose children die and it leads to divorce because they are arguing so much about what, like, because the kid passed away. Like, you don't know what is going to happen, but, like, you have to just, you can't live your life in fear of what might happen.
Yeah.
You know, and if somebody says that they're in love with me on the wedding day and they have been on one knee and they want to marry me, then, like, I'm going until, like, I'm planning on it never ending. You know, like I'm not getting married because I'm worried that they might fall in love. Totally. They might fall out of love with me or they might cheat on me or like a child might pass away. God forbid. Like, you know, like it's
totally
it's just like you have to take that when it comes at you.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to feel
so
uncomfortable.
What?
So don't feel uncomfortable. It's a good point.
Yeah, it is. I agree with you. Let's go to the next.
It was just a little serious for me.
Okay. It's
like I'm just trying to trying to get you to not be so fucking scared, bitch.
Okay.
I think over the years I've put more pressure on loving myself and understanding the idea that having a good relationship with someone else starts within yourself. This may not completely be answering the question, but I think through previous relationships I've experienced a lot of take from my partner, and after being single for almost a year, I've understood that relationships should be a lot more give, and I need to love myself and create those healthy boundaries in order to experience that, I think.
Interesting.
That is an interesting one.
Wait, well, I think you need to love yourself before you can give somebody love.
For sure.
Right? Mm-hmm.
For sure, 100%. You can't give. If you are not confident and secure in who you are and what you have to offer, you can't give.
Then you're constantly needing from them, mm-hmm. needing validation mm-mm. from them. And it's absolutely like, it's not. Exhausting for the other party. You got to both be confident.
Yeah. And like at this point in my life, I've said this before, but like at this point in my life, you need to be an addition. Because I'm not going to be like not waking up in the morning because we're having a sleepover. I'm not going to be like changing my like routine and like, I mean, I might like sacrifice.
You can adapt.
You can adapt, but like, I'm not going to have you bring me down because you're insecure and not confident in who you are when I already am. So you need to be like adding to that, mm-hmm. not bringing it down.
Yes. Additions only mm-hmm. at this age.
At this time.
All right, KB, you got it.
I've always had boyfriends who would text constantly when apart, shower me with gifts, do all of the right things from an outsider's perspective. Now I definitely prioritize stability, someone who will always be there no matter what, someone who always has my or our best interest at heart, and someone who has my back. All about the emotional connection. I've gotten some pretty ugly heart jewelry, LOL, but it's definitely worth the sacrifice.
That's hilarious.
Cute.
Love it.
Poor guys. Just trying. We're trying, man.
Just trying.
Y'all really need help when it comes to picking out gifts sometimes.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's like, yeah. Just text the friend or the sister, it's you like, know? Like,
oh, my dad's Lord. Made some brutal mistakes on Christmas gifts. Morning. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Yeah. God bless.
All right, so let's go to the next question.
Does it sound like most people's ideas of this have evolved?
I think, yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Okay. Would you expect/trust your partner to stay faithful for a lifelong marriage? All right. We've got a lot of responses here.
Okay. In the past, no. Probably because my ex-husband literally unplugged our dog camera to cheat on me with his best friend's girlfriend in our house while his best friend and I were sleeping in the other rooms. After a shit ton of therapy, years of self-work and recovery, and finding an absolute gem of a partner, yes.
No.
Holy,
I'm literally so scared right now. I'm so scared of that. See, that's the shit that can happen. It can happen.
That's what I'm saying. But she has hope because now she found a gem of a partner. So I love that for her.
Same. That's awesome. I would expect them to, but I wouldn't be devastated if they didn't. People change over time. Needs change. I don't think it. Sorry, okay. What's going on?
There was a few typos here. I don't think it's natural for people to be monogamous their entire life. Human species isn't built that way either. Wait. Yeah.
Are you guys on board with this? This is becoming, I think, more and more of a common take.
Wait, sorry, what's going on here?
I'm on board with this. Mackie, this person's
stuck on the typo.
I know, she's still stuck on the typo.
No, I don't. I actually, is monogamous when you're by yourself or when you're with multiple people?
One partner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You're okay. Could have been worse. Could have been way worse.
Okay, so Mackie, this person is saying that it's not natural for people to be with one person their entire life and that the human species is not built that way.
Thoughts?
No, I'm not okay.
You're out
about
on
that.
That?
Yeah.
You're out on that one?
Yeah. I
mean, it's true, though.
It's in the Bible. You get married to one person.
But like the way that like, okay, men think with their penises. So when people cheat, wait, you don't like that I said that.
No, I hate everything about that.
So like when people cheat, it's like they're not thinking with their like heart and like their like morals. Like got like it's a sin, right? Like when you cheat, it's a sin. So the way that like we're built to like sin, I guess, like that's what this person is saying.
Yeah, like people sin, but like you don't, like you have to have like the morals to not.
Yeah, but also you're like, you're always looking for the next, like what's better out there, right?
I guess that's what the human nature is. I guess you're right.
So are you forgiving a cheater
because he was just thinking with his penis? Oh, that's okay, baby, you were just thinking with your penis.
No, it's not gonna be like that if it happens. I mean, I think that like, is it not in the Bible?
You'll
that,
understand.
Like, I think it's in the Bible that like you forgive and you don't and you don't break the commitment of marriage, right?
Yeah, I think it also talks about taking out adulteresses and stoning them, but it just kind of depends on where you want to pick and choose there. But yes, it definitely says forgive. That's a big Bible thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Forgive, but like, no. I mean, I'm trying to be married to one person, and I'm gonna hope they aren't wanting to hook up with other people.
Yeah, I would hope that too.
I think more and more people are starting to think like this, though.
It's true.
It's weird to see. It weirds me out.
I don't think it's natural for people to be monogamous. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it is. I feel like it always has been. It's what human nature is. I thought you get married. Am I just like out? I'm just like clueless.
No, you're not clueless. No, I don't think so. I think you just have like a very traditional way of thinking about things, which I love. And I hope that we get that in our life.
I really do.
Could you guys do an open relationship?
Fuck
no.
No. Could you?
No. What? No.
Wait, guys. I was just thinking about like if we re-listen to this episode in like 10 years, like the marriage one, and like if we're married or not.
Yeah, that's funny. We should do that.
Time capsule.
Like it's gonna be there, mm-hmm. right? Online somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On fucking Spotify.
YouTube.
We can watch okay. it.
Oh, this gives me anxiety because you never truly know, but it's an expectation to be faithful for life for sure. Yeah, you really just never know.
I guess
everyone's
not.
Saying yes, 100%.
I mean, that's what trust is, I guess, at the end of the day.
Oh my God, that one says, I would expect it as a condition of marriage, but I wouldn't trust that they would.
Damn. Don't get married, dude. Whoever said that.
Duh, I will hunt them down and kill them if they don't.
Perfect.
Our queens.
All right, moving on.
Fourth question.
Last question. How has a serious breakup affected your outlook on marriage? Okay, this person said, now that I'm engaged and with the man I was supposed to be with, looking back at two serious relationships that ended in heartbreak, it goes to question two's answer. I was with the wrong people and I realized that sadly post-breakup, but I knew those people weren't my people. I was okay with settling. Ultimately, my past two serious relationships led me to my lifelong partner based on the lessons I learned. I thank God every day for the lessons and experiences that led me to my fiance.
I love it.
I love that answer.
I think that happens a lot.
I
breakups
agree.
And like old relationships teach you so much into like what you want or like what you need and then like how to get through it. And then when you find somebody else, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I think that's right. I really like that answer.
Same.
Okay, next up, you want to go? Okay,
my parents got divorced when I was 18 due to my dad cheating on my mom. I think it has made me have anxious attachment styles in my relationships, which sucks, but I think it has shown me what I don't want in a relationship because I never remember my parents being super in love. It was kind of just like I go through the motions and for the long at a time, launch?
Maybe longer, love? For the longest time.
For the longest time, I thought it was normal, but seeing people's parents who are still super in love makes me have hope that I can find something like that. I think that's pretty common in a lot of people who have parents that got divorced.
Well, it's either like you have parents that got divorced and it's either I know that what I want in a relationship or you have like serious like trust issues and trauma and you're like, oh, well, that person's going to cheat on me then.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's like one or the other. It's like, yeah, I'm never going to be like that or, oh, or I'm like, scared and I have trust issues.
Agreed.
Okay. It has affected how I go about relationships and my ability to trust. Yes. Outlook on marriage. No. I still desire the concept of marriage, all in, do or die, in sickness and in health, type of devotion and faithfulness and love. But yes, bad breakup definitely affects the ability for me to want to date, find the right person, trust another man, etc. But I'm 100% believer in God's timing. If it's meant to be, it will be, kind of thing.
Perfect.
Yeah, I like that. I agree.
Because God's timing. We haven't really mentioned that, but I think that that's a big thing in all of this.
Yeah, it is. Timing is so important. I think timing like can make or break a relationship for sure.
Yeah, you were saying that the other day.
I was. Shut up. Shut up.
And I just wants to have the right time, be with the right person at the right time. Mm-hmm. So do I.
There's so much more there, but
there's so much more there. We can't talk about it yet.
Okay, that's fine.
Maybe one day.
How about this one? Being in shitty relationships was tough, but taught me what I expect and what I want in a relationship. Serious breakups are a reason I find it a priority to live with your partner before marriage. There are things you learn about someone by living with them and that they may not even know about themselves or that they are unable to communicate. Better to know before you tie the knot than after.
Damn. Wow.
Agree or disagree? Living
okay,
together.
This is a really interesting one because I feel like growing up, our parents were always like, you don't live with that person until you're married, right? Did your parents say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still don't know if my parents lived together or not before they got married.
Mine didn't.
I don't know.
They won't tell you?
I feel like they made it seem like they didn't, But I have a feeling they might have. So I'm going to have to ask. I think they'll give me the truthful answer here at 25.
Yeah. Yeah, I was always told, like, you're not moving in. Because it's like my mom always said the thing, like, what do they have? What did she say? She was like, what is there left to give? Like, what is there? Like, you need, like, something else. Like, if you already live with them, like, you're already having sex with them, like, what more is there that you have them waiting for, type of thing. So
what are your thoughts now?
I mean, I get that, like, about the living circumstances, and it's like, shit, I didn't know you fucking did that with your dirty laundry, or I didn't know you were a mess, or I didn't know you couldn't empty the dishwasher.
But don't you know that from, like, sleepovers and, like, hanging out all the time?
No, living with someone is a completely different thing, I think.
I mean, you can't hide.
No.
You know, like, if you're just doing sleepover type stuff, you could definitely hide that for
that. I just can't hide, personally.
Okay, wait, so, Alex, I'm interested to know, like, when you and Maggie, like, moved, did you guys live together before marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was that like?
It was great. We had a great time. What do you mean?
Did you guys feel any change after your wedding day?
Oh, yeah, but we definitely were conscious of how not drastic it was afterwards. Like, it was like, okay, we're married, and then we come back, and then we're back to life as it kind of was. It would definitely be a crazy shakeup to get married and then move in together.
You think?
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Because we already had, like, our rhythms and everything. Like, we knew how each other lived. We knew our roles in the house. Like, we already kind of knew how to fit with each other.
Yeah.
Whereas if we had to work all that out right after getting married, it'd be a totally different deal.
I'm kind of feeling...
But I don't know if I'd recommend either way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I think it just depends.
Depends on the relationship, what city you live in. Like, if it's, you know, like, money could make, like, sense to do one way or the other. But I was thinking I was going to say I would move in, like, when we're engaged.
Yes.
But then that scares me of calling off, like, an engagement and a wedding if, like, shit hits the fan.
I would move in if we were engaged. I don't think I would move in if we're dating. In Nashville.
I just,
like,
don't,
again,
know.
Like,
I think
city.
It's all situational now.
It is situational. Like, right now. If I'm in New York and I'm basically living with my boyfriend and we're, like, having a sleepover every single night and I'm still paying $2,000 in rent in New York City, like, yeah. And he's like, do you want to move in? I'm probably moving in. But, like, here, not until – like, literally we would have to be dating, though, for, like, 3 years or something.
Yeah.
You got to be locked in.
You've got to be locked in knowing that you're going to marry that person.
I'm thinking, too, like, about, like, I'm going to have to talk to my daughter about this at some point. And it's I don't want her moving in with somebody unless it's legit. Like, you – in my mind, you get one shot at that.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, now you're just hopping around moving in with all these different – it's like, what are you doing,
dude? Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really made my decision, but, like, my whole life I've kind of thought – after we get married, we get to move in together. Yay. Yeah. But, like,
that's also
as I get older, I'm like, I don't know. But also, we don't really have the situation right now to where we can make the decision.
Maybe we'll have to see. We'll do a part two when we are in serious relationships.
For sure. Can't wait.
Okay. That was fun.
Are we done?
We're done.
Okay. Cool.
We didn't get to all of them, but it was just taking too long. Maybe we'll do a part two.
What do you guys think? So did we settle this?
I mean, I still think... Did we settle this?
I feel like we learned a lot.
I feel like we learned a lot.
I was open to, like, some different ideas, and you were too.
I definitely will say I think my mindset has shifted since this conversation.
Sorry, what's going on? What do you believe now?
I still think that I don't think I'm, like, as scared. Like, this, like, reading these was making me feel like, oh, wait, like, I am excited for that. Like, I am excited to, like, be with, like, a lifelong, like, human. Like, I do want that. I'm not sitting here saying I don't want to get married. I want that. I still think that I am cautious.
And I could probably be a little more cautious.
Yeah, but I think my mindset has changed in the way that, like, I will be more positive about this moving forward and not being like, oh, that person's going to cheat.
Yes.
Or they're not going to last.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I love a positive little happy Kenna. I'm so excited.
Thanks, Mac.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
I think we're good. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Love you. Bye.